मुकुंदमाला स्तोत्र भर्सीट करचरण सरोजे कांतिमान त्रमिने श्रमुषिभुज विच व्याकुले गाध मार्गे हरिसरसि विगाया पीय तेजो जलौघम भवमरु परिखिन्ना क्लेश मध्य त्यजामि। कर चरण सरोजे कांतिमान नेत्रमणे, दिस इज अ ब्यूटिफुल metaphor given by Kulashekhar Maharaj to explain how the holy name offers us relief from the miseries of material existence. So he compares material existence to Bhavamaru, to be a desert. So it is a desert which scorches us internally and externally. Internally, we are scorched by the many desires that remain unsatisfied. And externally, we are scorched by the many problems that keep making an onslaught on us one after the other. So, parikhinnaha klesha matityami. So, he's saying, I will give up this desert because I have become dejected within it. Adyata jami, immediately I'll give it up. Now, is this pessimistic? No, because there is a higher happiness that is available and waiting. And he's looking forward to that. So in material life, often people get fed up with the problems, but then they think that this is the only way to live. And so they keep pursuing the material life and material pleasures and tolerating all the material miseries again and again. But there is a positive, joyful alternative available. That alternative is describing that Lord Krishna and his glories are like a soothing, relieving, delicious lake. So, in that lake, Hari Sarasi Vigaya Piyo Tejo Jalaugham. Hari is like a Sarasi, like a lake, and I'll jump into that, and Tejo Jalaugham, the glories of Lord Hari are the water in this lake. That means if we want to enter a lake, we have to enter its water. So if we want to come towards Lord Krishna, then we have to absorb ourselves in his glories. So he says, I'll drink this to my heart's content. And what will happen? Shram mushi bhuji vichi vyakule agadha marge. He's comparing actually the the water of the lake completely removes all misery, all tiredness, all exhaustion. And agadha marge. Sometimes when we are drinking water, very thirsty, and if there's limited quantity of water, we feel afraid, oh, water will get over. But here he is saying, actually the water never gets over. Shram mushi bhujivichi vyakule agadha marge. Agadha marge. It is unlimited, fathomless, very, very deep. You can keep going deeper and deeper into the glories of Lord Krishna, and there is no end to it. And he's completing the metaphor by saying that the fish in the lake are like the eyes of Lord Hari. The fish are restless, moving in this direction, that direction, like that. Lord Hari's glories are, Lord Hari's beautiful face is being seen in that. And the saroj, the lotus in that, are like the hands and legs of Lord Hari. So a devotee by absorption in Krishna sees Krishna everywhere and in everything. So Kulashekhar Maharaj is seeing Krishna in a lake, and most importantly, he is telling how the sight and the experience of Krishna can offer relief. So when we are chanting, if we try to absorb ourselves entirely in the glories of Lord Hari, then that absorption can bring us relief from everything. It can transform us to a new realm of satisfaction and fulfillment and enrichment. And all that we need to do is dive in, not hold back and just put a leg inside. So if we are just chanting half-heartedly, then we are just putting a leg inside a little bit to see how cold the water is, how warm it is, whatever. Now we dive ourselves into it just without holding asheshata, absorb ourselves in chanting, and then we'll experience the ultimate relief and the ultimate joy, as if we have been completely freed from a scorching desert. That is the experience that Kulshekar Maharaj is getting, and he's inspiring all of us to relish that experience too. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.